Okay, so welcome. I'm supposed to start this with doing a guided meditation session for everybody. So half an hour, we'll have a meditation, and then afterwards there'll be a short talk for everybody. Just so you know, this is the first time I've been here teaching at Dhammaloka. I've been teaching in the Armadale group in the past and for the monks, but this is the first time I'm going out in the public, so nobody knows me, luckily. So I have a fresh blank sheet. Let's start meditation. Unfortunately, I cannot do as I did on Tuesday. We had a lot of fun on the Armadale group. I made them blow soap bubbles and pop bubbles, and everybody was happy and laughing and giggling. They were joyous. They had inspiration and joy inside. And that is extremely important in meditation, to have a mind which is light-hearted, joyous, inspired. Meditation can help you to get that kind of joyous mind, but to have a mind which already has joy, when you start to meditate, then everything is much, much easier. So wherever you are now, whether you are a joyous person or you're tired, wherever you are, let's now start a half an hour guided meditation session. So start by finding a comfortable sitting position. For those who are not used to sitting on the floor, I do recommend sitting on a chair. It's really difficult to meditate if you have pain in your body, if something is straining, if it's hard, then please sit on a chair. Then it's easier. It's difficult enough to find harmony, peace, with a comfortable body. So try to sit in a position loosen up your belt if you have any tight straining belts. Put your buttocks or your bum nicely on the seat. And I recommend you to close your eyes, keep them open if you want to, but it's easier if you keep your eyes closed. I will watch over the time, so you don't need to think about it. I will do some talking in the beginning to get you started, and then I will talk less and less and less. And then in the end, I will not say anything. We can just sit together in peace and stillness. So I will start by moving your awareness away from whatever is going on in your mind right now and moving it towards your body. That's a really nice anchor for your mind. It's a way of anchoring your mind something externally, so whatever is going on inside can calm down. So first, see where you can feel your feet. If you're sitting on a chair, you can feel them touching the floor. If you sit on the floor, you have the whole leg resting. Just make sure that your legs are resting comfortably. Your legs is carrying you all day. Now, give them some rest. Put your legs into a comfortable position and try to keep them still. If there's any discomfort in your legs, try to ease the tensions, the muscles. Send some mental kindness and goodwill, some caring. If there's any pain in your legs, then move your awareness up to your knees. They are also carrying your weight when you're walking. Now give them time to rest. Then you can feel your buttocks, your back end, is touching the chair or a cushion. Can you feel your buttocks touching the chair? Wriggle around a bit if it's not comfortable. Find a nice position so you can sit still for about 25 minutes. So now, the lower part of your body leave it alone. Let it rest. Try not to move any muscles. Try to sit still. Then move your awareness up to your tummy, your stomach. Can you feel the movements as you're breathing? see if you can follow your tummy going in and out for 5 times. Just be aware of it. Just let your tummy relax. If there's any tensions inside, tummy aches, see how much you can relax your tummy. Let all the muscles around your tummy be just the way they want. No tensions, no holding. Relax the whole region. Further up, you have your heart, your physical heart. It's pumping. The pumping energy to your body. See if you can feel the pumping of your heart. Is it relaxed? Or is it fast? Fast beating? Then you have two lungs. Can you feel them moving? As the air goes in and out. See if you can feel your lungs going in and out for 10 times. Just feel the muscles around the lungs. Your body should start to calm down now and be still. And your fingers and your hands let them rest in a natural position. Don't move any fingers. Can you feel the fingers touching the chair or your lap? Let your hands and fingers rest. Then your shoulders and upper arms. Let your shoulders hang relaxed. Don't hold them up. Relax. No tensions. And then your neck. That's a place we normally create a lot of tensions. See if you can relax your neck and let your head rest naturally, balancing naturally on your neck and shoulders. Don't lean too much forward or backwards. Find a natural resting position. Try to keep your whole body now still. And then move your awareness up to your face. Your forehead. No tensions. Relax. And your eyes and the muscles around your eyes. No tensions. Let your eyes rest comfortably closed. No muscle tensions. And then your mouth, either closed or a little bit open. Just keep it still in a natural, relaxed way. Only I have to talk. Hopefully, your body is starting to calm down now. It's a really nice feeling, a relaxed body. And a relaxed body also creates a relaxed mind or a relaxed brain. The last 5 minutes, keep your body still and see if you can see what's going on inside of you. How do you feel? Are you stressed? Relaxed? Are you tired? Restless, anxious, please allow your mind to rest as well. Your mind is like water. That's the best simile I have found so far. And the more passive you can be, the more an observer, the more you can be mindful instead of thinking and craving, wanting and making. The more you can just be, the more your mind will calm down. It is a bit like a swimming pool. Where there are lots of kids playing. And those kids are your thoughts and emotions. And they are making lots of waves on the surface of the swimming pool. And you, the observer, can be the lifeguard or the teacher. And what we try to do in meditation when you focus on the mind is to get all those kids out of the swimming pool. They can go away. And then when you look at this swimming pool, when the kids are gone, you still will see a lot of waves because the kids have just been there. The waves are not gone yet. It's the echo of the kids which are running around in your mind. And meditation is so simple. You only need to sit and watch. Without disturbing the water. And the water will become still all by itself. Please just stay with your body and your mind for a few more minutes. Just observe. Be passive. Just enjoy relaxation. I'm going to ring the bell now 3 times, and after the 3rd gong, then we come out.